WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to The Opening Bell on our Tuesday edition of the program. New research from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign shows the stress of migration and the fear of deportation is associated with greater prenatal anxiety in Latina immigrants. The release of this research comes the same month that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency launched raids across the country, including a large raid in Mississippi, where nearly 700 undocumented immigrants were rounded up. Joining us this morning to talk about the research is Dr. Sandra Luz Laura Cinesomo, an assistant professor of kinesiology at and community health at the University of Illinois. Dr. Laura Cinesomo, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Talk to us a little bit first about the focus of this research specifically. You looked at specifically the prenatal health situation here and the anxiety involved. What's the significance of what you have found?
So it's important because anxiety in the prenatal period can increase the risk of premature births, but also it can have lasting effects for the mother and the infant. And so we thought it was going to be important to understand some of these stressors that immigrant, particularly undocumented immigrant women, might be experiencing during pregnancy and postpartum.
Give us a sense of what some of those impacts might be. How might they manifest themselves?
Anxiety is definitely an important mental health factor to consider because it can affect the woman's ability to not only care for herself, but care for her infant. And anxiety is important because it's the fear of what might happen. It can also be associated with depression. So we also looked at depression in this study, which we didn't find was significant. It was really anxiety that was more important for this population that we studied.
You know, the immediate thing one would think about is let's remove the anxiety. Let's stop having that anxiety there. That's easier said than done, isn't it? Almost every day in our newscasts and everywhere, this information is just being bombarded on immigrants and undocumented immigrants, and the stress seems to be getting worse, not better.
That's right. And even though our sample showed similar numbers to the general population and other studies that have been conducted, it's really the causes of that anxiety that is important and that we really look at. And there is limited research on Latinas, and particularly immigrant and undocumented Latinas, in terms of factors that might be affecting their mental health and migration experiences. And the current fear of deportation is an important factor to consider given the current social political climate in this country.
Talk to us a little bit about the migration experiences survey, and can we extrapolate anything from what you have found focusing on prenatal health to the general population, specifically to documented and undocumented immigrants who are being bombarded with this information? Is it likely impacting the mental health of others in other situations?
Absolutely. So the objective of this new migration survey was to understand what was the experience of these women coming into the country. There is a lot of criticism and talk about undocumented immigrants, but there's very little done to understand their experience to help us figure out what we can do to be supportive and to make sure that we can minimize the negative effects. Short-term and long-term, and there are different ways that people can enter this country, and they're not always easy, and it's important to appreciate the efforts and the sacrifice that these immigrants are making to improve not just the lives for themselves, but for their family. And so when we're thinking about these potential raids and the raids that are in place or have recently happened, it's important to consider how this might affect the mental health of that individual, but also their family. We found that women who had higher prenatal anxiety were afraid for themselves, but also for family members. And so there's this constant threat, and even the fear of that they had when they were entering the U.S. persists long-term. So there are these lasting effects that we need to appreciate. And this can be true for immigrants from all over the world, not just Latinas. So the fear of deportation is something that is real for undocumented immigrants from Asia, Africa, Europe, and the Latin America.
We on this program focus on the economy and the economics of some of the questions and issues that we deal with. Roughly 10 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. You mentioned the impact on family members as well. There was one estimate that there's nearly 17 million people in the United States have at least one undocumented immigrant in their household. So it's quite a few million, maybe 30 million people that are impacted by this conversation that we're having today. And there's sort of an economic anxiety that goes along with this. People don't realize the number of undocumented and just regular immigrants, too, who are in the workforce, maybe they're permanent residents, that have this anxiety about going to work and doing their jobs every day.
Yeah, especially when racial profiling is so high, and particularly in some areas like maybe in Chicago, where it's one of five states that has a high proportion of immigrants and potentially undocumented immigrants, and you're thinking about what is the community experiencing, and it can impact an entire family, as you suggested. And it's something that we talked about in the interviews with these women. They talked about being afraid to drive to work, or when their spouse or parent was driving to work and they were afraid that they were going to be stopped by police due to racial profiling, that would have some long-term consequences like deportation or detention. So this fear and anxiety can definitely be pervasive, and it can have intergenerational effects. And we're just starting to understand anxiety in the prenatal woman, but even more so, we're just hitting the surface when we're thinking about deportation fears. And now is the time for us to fully understand the short-term and long-term consequences of these threats.
Is there any, and I know we're hearing anecdotal evidence about it as we do reporting on this and others do reporting on this, that there are some folks who are not even going to work. They're scared to go to work because they're afraid they might be caught up in a raid. They have family members that are in that situation as well. And then, you know, we are not talking about children who are already here, who have already been born. The impact on some of the children, for instance, in Mississippi, we saw front and center with some just heart-wrenching video of kids who didn't know if their parents were coming home after work. This is impacting kids as well.
Absolutely. And in fact, much of the research is in terms of when we're looking at deportation fears or migration-related fears has focused on adolescents and children, which is important because they may be victims of these different consequences of having an immigrant or undocumented parent. But it's also important to study the women and the parents involved in these situations because it can have intergenerational effects, but also if children feel that they have no control or that there's unpredictability, it can definitely increase the child's anxiety. So we're really talking about not just an individual level effect, but a family level effect. And as you said, the whole community can be impacted negatively, but there are things that we can do to decrease that, and the migration experiences survey is a first step in that direction in understanding what are the effects, what are the fears, and how are they associated with mental health so that we can intervene and provide resources and support, but also so that we can try to predict potential negative effects of, for example, raids or racial profiling.
In a situation where it feels like this is something that most of us have no ability to stop, that we're just watching it unfold and we have no power over it. How does that then translate into a way of dealing with this? And what would your advice be, and what has been the advice of experts in terms of making this anxiety a little less?
One important thing to remember is that we can do something, and getting engaged in your community, but also getting engaged in research to help us understand these effects is important. The other thing that we can do is have appreciation for the sacrifice that these families are making to try to improve their family's livelihood and secure long-term well-being for themselves. Making a huge sacrifice to come to this country is something that we underestimate. estimate, and thinking about ways to support these families is something that we should all consider. For example, just acknowledging the fact that entering the U.S. as an undocumented immigrant can have financial implications, mental health implications, that this is a sacrifice these families are willing to make for the improvement of them themselves, but also their families. And so another thing we can do is help these individuals kind of anticipate potential fears or anxiety that they might experience by providing resources and support. In terms of mental health, we're just starting to understand how anxiety plays out in the prenatal phase, and health providers, community workers are important resources to help us reach that community of immigrant and undocumented Latinas who may be pregnant and feeling isolated, because isolation is a huge risk factor for poor mental health. The fear of not having any control in your life is definitely a risk factor for poor mental health as well.
Well, Dr. Lara Sinisomo, thank you for being with us this morning, sharing your research. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your interest, Steve.
Dr. Sandra Luz Lara Sinisomo, Assistant Professor of Kinesiology and Community Health at the University of Illinois, will link out to the latest research on the fears of deportation among migrant communities, among some undocumented, even documented migrants, immigrants to the United States, with the podcast of The Opening Bell a little bit later this morning at WGNRadio.com.